Thank you very much indeed, thank you even to Doug. The second presentation, we'll take the discussion and questions after. The second presentation is on the synagogue in Buddhism, and it's by Ibina Fano. He's based here in the centre, and has much experience in this very complex problem of integrated water management. Institutions and organizations which have been put in place over the past 20 years to attempt to organize the board of this major river.
The issue I will try to expose today is about the integrated water resources management in Senegal River Basin. I am in this thematic because I have been working in this organization during 6 years since the main dam that was constructed in this organization, in the Senegal organization in Mali. And I will just explain or expose what is experience in terms of institutional organization and in terms of regional integration and cooperation that has been made by these few countries that share the Senegal as the frontier. Senegal River Basin is one of the medium-sized river basins in Africa. And it goes across four countries, Guinea, Mali, Senegal, and Mauritania. It's a region where we have multi-ethnic and multicultural populations. And one of the characteristics is that it runs through sub-Saharan Africa in a zone, in a very arid zone, characterized by water scarcity and subsistence economies. And so the organization that has been created in 75 with a mandate to develop in integrated manner this river has as main strategies the construction of several infrastructures, dams mainly to provide energy for the state countries, to provide water for irrigated agriculture, for the one small guy in zone that has been from the 70s the local of severe drought, to provide also year-round irrigation, and what has been lately implemented was an original concept of optimal distribution among many users rather than volumetric water reservoirs. Our colleague that has just finished his presentation, talk about one very important thing, that one is the political decision about the share of the water resources. And here, I think that in front of the problems that can arouse from this concept, to pass to an other level, stating that it's rather better to allocate water by the utilization rather than equitably and attempting to distribute water. Of course, the countries are different in the economic level of development. And here we can see that the river basin is seen as an appropriate unit for management and the development of water resources. Especially here we are talking about shared water resources. And the water resources in this view of this organization are seen as an opportunity for cooperation and peace rather than conflict causing. This is very important to say it because when I was working in this organization, it happened effectively conflict, regional small pocket between Senegal and Mauritania, because of some lands on some cattle, that was the transportation of land, development between these countries. And as it was seen, the fact that this organization was existing has worked as a blocking effect to the conflicts. And as you will see, the river basin approach that has been adopted is an implementation mechanism for regional projects to conduct projects that couldn't exist if the river basin approach would not have been adopted. Here you see an image of the region, what I'm talking about, the Senegal River Basin. One aspect about the Guinea. Guinea was in the first place part of the organization, but for political reasons, it withdrew from this organization. And actually, now, as we are speaking, there are talkings, political talkings, about Guinea getting back into the organization. Because after several years of development, the results very interesting, and Guinea also has a strategic role in the river basin, because the river is coming from the heights of Futaleufú in Guinea. This is another image showing the distribution of the river basin, but also interesting thing that in this river basin area we have national parks, important area for biodiversity management from Ramsar sites, so it's also important, an international importance. The Senegal River Basin, if you have some statistics about the distribution of some geographical or economical items, for example, you see here that the Senegal River Basin has a population of 3.5 million inhabitants, while it's more than the population of, for example, Mauritania, so it is a relevant area. Also, the farmlands, see that the irrigated area has a great importance in terms of the economical importance for these communities. Fish cats was an example of the development of these dams, creating some areas of reservoirs where the development of fishing is happening, where it was not existing before. So we can say that some impact, economical impact of these. The context in which the organization took place and the development has been the goals for development of this organization has been decided is very difficult, because as I say all the local population depended on rainfalls to make livings or floods, and the floods also is an aspect that we'll see later, is an aspect of the river life that not has been very well studied, because as we all know, in biologically speaking, the floods are very important historically in these areas, because the local populations developed different types of agriculture depending on the flood positions and the periods where we had no rainfall. And as I said before, there was a dramatic and continuous drop of water or droughts in this region. It triggered this, have triggered the creation of this organization. Now talking about legal and regulatory framework governance, the historical period of the Belgian Pact is beginning from 1963, where all the three countries signed the convention for the development of this river basin. It was declared that it was an international river. It was created also an interstate committee. Afterwards, we have a series of development in terms of regulatory efforts. And in 72, after the beginning withdrew from the organization, it was set the organization of the OMDS. And the legal framework was composed basically on the convention concerning the status of the Senegal River. And by this in convention, the river and its tributaries were international waterways, red as so, and guaranteeing freedom of navigation and equal treatment of users. And afterwards, the convention creating this organization in 72. And very important is the convention concerning the legal status of jointly owned structure. Because here I see what may be the differentiating aspects from other river basin organizations. Because all have decided that all the structures that would be constructed in the river basin will be jointly owned by all the three countries. So, as I said, all the structures are joint in the property of the member states. And each co-owner state has individual right to individual share and collective right to use an administration of joint property. And the investment cost will be shared equitably. And each owner state guarantees the payment flows and extending to the own base for the construction of the structures. And it was created also, there were created also companies who, like private or private and public, publicly owned company to manage the big dams that were constructed. The dam of Manantari, this is the most important dam, to create a reservoir of 11 billion cubic meters in Mali. And the dam of Diama, that was constructed in the mouth of the river, to make like a barrier against salt. And the purpose of this river chance, the last legal framework created in 2002, was to set the principles and procedures for irrigation water between the various sectors, define procedures for the examination and acceptance of new water use projects, because we already know that it is a shared water course. Any project of some importance can impact the rest of the river course. And determine regulations for environmental preservation and protection. This aspect is important because, as you know it, all these huge impacts, huge structures, constructed, will have inevitably an impact on the system of the river. The river will be changed in line with its bond, in its hydrological structure, how it was functioning, and then obviously it can create problems that we see afterwards has effectively been seen, problems on biological exclusion of development of weeds, water weeds. Also another important negative impact that we talk about also is the development or increase of some hygiene diseases like cholera or others, or we see others. And also define the framework and procedures for water use participation and resource management decision-making processes. This part is important in the fact that it was understood by this organization that without public participation, public awareness, and from local populations or end users, no real development could be achieved. And this organization function has several management bodies. Permanent bodies, the Conference of the United States Governments, the Council of Ministers, High Commission, Executive Body, and the Permanent Water Commission, that is made of the representative of the all the states, and define the principles and procedures for allocated allocation of sanitary water between member states. This commission advises the Council of Ministers. The general principles of their action are reasonable and fair use of the water, obligation to preserve the resident environment, an obligation to negotiate in cases of water use disagreement or conflicts, an obligation of each liberating state to inform others for taking any action or project that would affect water availability, and here also I use water quality. Some other non-government body exist. Now we can thinking about so since that we have talking about the little pessimism and little optimism, I think that I would see that rather than the aspect of challenges and problems and challenges, and how in Africa we can resolve problems the best way possible without using scientific available knowledge. The positive peer effects of this global program will reach a year round average of freshwater insufficient quality, okay, quantities, development of irrigated agriculture, partial opening up and stimulation of exchanges between areas where the dams have been constructed, the access to healthcare for the populations, at least in the vicinity of these structures, access to drinking water installations, development of fishing activities, reappearance of local fauna and regeneration of vegetation, flow regulation to decrease or eliminate flooding, but in this case, the decreasing or elimination of flooding can be also a negative aspect. And also the cheaper electricity for the sea member states. Some identification have been already done, and the last thing is to get back to the possibility of the navigation on the river between Sky in Mali and Senegal in Senegal. Here are the principal negative effects that have been observed. We have obviously the displacement of populations living in the areas of the government. Generally, it's what happens. It's a big problem of the proliferation of waterborne diseases, bilharzia, malaria, diarrhea, due to changing regulatory conditions as a result of the working seawater intrusions, but also new types of diseases that were not existing before, bilharzia, schistosomiasis, intestinal type. The water pollution caused by the alligator agriculture mainly because of bad application of agriculture technology, the proliferation of water weeds, as I already said, the degradation of the fish population available for independent fishermen, the reduction of pasture land, riverbed erosion, especially in the upper basin, where the topography is much more correct. Have also degradation of cultivated lands, modification of hydrodynamic characters of the soil, segregation of the appearance of wetlands area. The installation of the dams has been accomplished also, as I just reminded you before, without taking into account important aspects of planning. Because the top-down planning is important without the relationship to the local needs of the beneficiary. And the large teams for ground nets, pattern irrigation, have not been very successful. In front of these problems, an environmental observatory has been created to help resolve these negative impacts. In this environmental observatory, we'll be working as a focal point for all scientific and technical information on the river-based environmental situation problems, and be an aid for the sound system process. You'll see an image of the main Nigerian health and related plants. It helps with the weeds, some images of the Senegal, proliferation, some water weeds also. Thank you.